This is WLVR's Flight Club. I'm Christine Dempsey.
And I'm Devin Cortan.
We are at Hijinks Brewing Company in Allentown, 905 Harrison Street in Allentown, with Kurt Keck, who is the head brewer and the owner and founder of Hijinks. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So today on Flight Club, we'll be trying a couple of different beverages. Would you like to go first, Devin?
Yeah, I would love to go first. I have here on my flight rack holder, the potable Pilsner. Kurt, I'm hoping all the beers you make are potable. Can you tell me about the Pilsner?
It's as simple as it gets. German Pilsner malt and Hallertau Mittelfrüh hops.
Mm. That's exactly what I'm getting. It's just a super crisp nose, nice champagne-like bubbly quality, really super light and lovely. This is really good.
Summer beer.
Yeah.
For my first try, Earth, Wit, and Fire. So this Imperial Wit beer, which means the high alcohol content, is made with ginger, lemongrass, and white pepper.
So the lemongrass is the earthy part, and then the wit and the coriander and the orange peel. The fire is the white pepper and the ginger.
I definitely get that lemongrass. The first thing that I'm tasting is a lemongrass. I love lemongrass, so I was very excited to see that you incorporated that into a beer. And yeah, the white pepper, that's really interesting. It's like the tail end is where you're feeling that. But this is good. Thank you. Mm.
Next up on my flight is the Smoked Two Joints, a smoked brown ale. Kurt, what is a smoked brown ale? Where does the smoking come into the brewing process?
Well, full disclosure, this is actually a collaboration beer I did with a new brewer here in the Valley, Rising River Brewing Company.
Okay.
And the smoke in this, I had some smoked malt in my inventory, and we talked about doing a brown ale, and I said, how about we do a smoked brown ale? So this is made with mesquite smoked and beechwood smoked malts, and it's an American brown ale, but a little lower on the hop end just to let the smoke shine through. But I always tell people it's smoked, comma, two joints. Just to clarify, it's a smoked beer, and it was a collaboration between two joints.
Let's give it a go. Oh, yeah. Smoke right off the bat. Right off the bat. But a super smooth. This is so savory. I'd have
amazing
this with something.
With steak.
I was just about to say, what would I eat this with? A steak? A burger? Oh, my God. Perfect. It's super smooth. You don't get a lot of smoke right on the nose. It hits you like a second after you sip. And honestly, that is so nice.
I like subtle in a lot of my beers. When I don't like to overflavor something.
Yeah.
I do traditional, but I like to put a twist in. But when there's the twist, it should be there, but the beer should still be present.
Next up for me is Stolen Heart, an Imperial Raspberry Stout. But here's the age-old question. What is the difference between a stout and a porter?
Generally, stouts have a lot more roasted malts, where a porter is going to have more caramel malts. They're kilned a little higher, but they don't burn. It's not to the burnt point. And they're usually a little bit more round and palatable than a stout. Stouts are a little bit more aggressive usually. But again, you're getting into Imperial Stout, so some of them are sweet and thick. And I like to think this one's a little balanced. But
okay, let's try this one. Lovely, lovely raspberry smell. Oh, very, very smooth. Thick, kind of creamy. It
gives you that creamy, yep.
Yeah, this is very, very nice.
Thank you.
Well, Kurt Keck, thank you for having us at Hijinks Brewing Company, located at 905 Harrison Street in Allentown.
Thanks for having me.
For more WLVR Flight Club reviews, visit wlvr.org/flightclub. See you next week.
Get a bottle, get a can. I'll probably get a couple in each hand. Either I'm half lit or there's a keg in the corner. I'm considering it doing me a